should be here within the next 10 or 15 minutes. But at least we can get a quorum figured out and go from there.
Okay.
Bob, would you establish a quorum, please?
Okay. Dave Stewart, he called. Rick Caudill.
Here.
And Steve Adams is on his way. Brad Lawrence.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
And Randy Fogel. Randy Hayes.
Here.
And Ronnie Melton's not here. And George Kramer.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Bob, would you explain the meeting procedures, please?
Okay. I'd like to welcome you to the September 14th, 2015 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for all cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. A staff report for each case will be read, followed by a video presentation of each site and any questions for staff. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, a sign-in sheet's been provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the public hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to speak, your name will be called. Please proceed to the podium at the front of the room in order to address the Planning Commission. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment. The Division 3 permit applications heard this evening shall be voted upon during the Monday, September 21st, Planning Commission regular meeting, so a week from tonight. You may leave after your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, we'd like to start with the Battlefield project. And would you like to explain that project? Is that why we want to do that this evening?
Okay, yeah. This is case number 2015-18. The project is the Battlefield. The applicants are Mike and Allison Miles. The representative is Brad Hoffman from Young Design Group. The project is located near Jefferson Road and Tracy Street in Branson, Missouri, and we'll gradually zoom into the property in question. It's in the Branson Township, Section 9, Township 23, Range 21. And we've got a view of the property in question. It's two parcels here. And we've got a view from the north, a view from the south of both, from the east, and then from the west. The applicants, Mike and Allison Miles, are requesting approval of a Division 3 permit authorizing indoor batting cages. The batting cages would be proposed to be located approximately here in their property. The subject property is a meets and bounds described property, which is actually comprised of seven individual meets and bounds described tracts of land within two parcels located on Tracy Street off of Jefferson Road, Branson, Missouri. The property in question is approximately 111.48 acres in size in total. The property is shown in Beacon as two separate parcels. The first parcel is approximately 15.5 acres. The second parcel is approximately 96 acres in size. Both properties are currently used primarily for raising cattle. The applicants are now requesting the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit, which would authorize indoor batting cages. The current application was approved for concept on August 17th of this year. Again, the applicants are seeking the approval of a Division 3 land use permit, which would authorize the establishment of the battlefield consisting of indoor batting cages with a total of five stations, to be located within an approximately 11,000 square foot building, or a 100 by 110. The building will also contain two restroom facilities and vending machines. The battlefield is proposed to be located within an approximately 2.5 acre fenced-in area near the center of the applicant's 111.48 acre property. And so this essentially will be the fenced-in area and the proposed building in question as found within the applicant's property. Per the submitted site plan, the battlefield will be served by a commercial driveway off of Jefferson Road. The driveway is essentially going to be located within its current location, essentially within a 50-foot wide access easement. The portion of the driveway located within the right-of-way of Jefferson Road, just this area here essentially, will be required to be built in compliance with the requirements enumerated within Section 10, Section 4 of the road standards. Per the submitted site plan, the battlefield will be served by 12 parking spaces, including one handicapped parking space. The on-site parking performance standards of the Development Guidance Code do not specifically address parking requirements for indoor batting cages. However, the applicants will have more than adequate space to expand the parking if needed in the future. The property in question will be served by an on-site wastewater treatment system or a septic system. Since this is a commercial application, the system will be required to be permitted via Scott Sterrett, the on-site wastewater permitting person, in conjunction with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. The adjoining property immediately to the north of the 2.5 acre fenced area is vacant property owned by the applicants, with Jefferson Road and also Summerbrook Estates and the Mill Creek subdivision, and also an area of apartments being located further to the north. The adjoining property immediately to the south of this 2.5 acre fenced in area is also vacant property owned by the applicants, with the Savannah Place subdivision being located further to the south. The adjoining property immediately to the east is predominantly vacant, and the adjoining property immediately to the west is vacant property owned by the applicants, and then also light residential and storage as well. The battlefield will be buffered from neighboring residential uses by really both existing vegetation and also an expansive property. The project received a total score of 0 on the policy checklist. Out of a maximum possible score of 59, the relative policies receiving a negative score consist of right-of-way on existing roads, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, stormwater drainage, and utilities. The staff recommendations on this: if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 Permit 2015, and I believe that number is incorrect, I apologize. That should be 2015-18. The following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following. First, sediment and erosion control. B, stormwater management. C, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre. D, utility easements and building line setbacks. E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the on-site wastewater permitting division of the Planning Department shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Four, Division 2 permits shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. Five, prior to the issuance of a Division 2 Certificate of Conformance, the developer shall first present a final inspection from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Planning Department office. And sixth, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a brief video of the property. We did a quick 360 right at the entryway to the property first. And the applicants will essentially use the upgraded road will essentially be in the same location. So we just went ahead and drove down to the approximate site up in here. This is a shot once we got to the site. This area will be the approximately 2.5 acre area that'll be home to the proposed batting cages.
Well, could we have someone, representative for the battlefield, come up and explain to us what you're thinking?
My name's Brad Hoffman with Young Design Group. I've been in land development and planning for approximately 20 years, and Mike and Allison Miles came to me about 3 months ago and requested, they had bought some property in Branson and wanted to build some batting cages primarily for their family. They coach softball and baseball. They have two kids that play, and they wanted a place to be indoors, practice batting. And then they thought, well, why don't we open this up to the public to help offset some of the cost on this facility? And I say, hey, guys, that sounds like a great idea. They have a ton of land, and we went out to the site, and, you know, where's the best place to put this? You have existing access. You have an existing road, which we will improve to county standards. We also came in, and we put the parking in behind the building. Do we have a laser pointer? This is Jefferson Street, and we're approximately 620 feet off of Jefferson Street with our structure. That's over two football fields. You really can't even see the building from the road where we have it located. And then once you're into the property, we're coming around back and putting the parking in the back to help screen that parking. We do have storage units on this side of us. Of course, we have the apartments to the north, but it's very well buffered as far as this use. There is established commercial up on the 65 frontage road. It is indoor. It's all contained inside, so noise is not going to be an issue or a problem. The distance from single family is pretty immense around us. There's 793 feet to the neighborhood entry right here. We're 868 to the first house in this neighborhood. Harold lives here, and I know he talked to him prior to the meeting, and he is in support of the project. Sewer and water. Sewer, I talked to Scott, and I talked to Brad Albritton. I talked to the city of Branson, really just the best way to provide sewer for this and what based on what was existing. And Scott recommended we do our own septic field. He said you have plenty of land, and he didn't see any issues with the sewer. Water, we'll have our own well. But this is just a dream that Mike and Allison have had, and just ask that you all support that and help them to make that a reality. Y'all have any questions?
What kind of well are you planning to put in? Are you going to do a state approved or?
I'm not real sure at this point, but we'll meet all of the whatever requirements the county has. There is an existing well on site with this house. I don't know if it's capable of producing enough water for the facility. That would probably be our first what we'd want to look at. If not, we'll have to drill a state approved conforming well for the facility. So.
It wouldn't be a very high quantity of water used anyway for batting cages other than...
No, we might have a Coke machine in there and a water fountain and some bathrooms, and that's really it.
You're not going to sell anything retail there. You may have a Coke vending machine is what you're
right.
Thinking.
As far as...
you're not going to have like a little deli or anything weird like that. Okay.
We thought if people wanted to buy like maybe baths, old baths, you know, we've got used baths and stuff. I mean, because we've played softball for 7 years.
Everything is going to be inside. There's not going to be any like partial games going on outside or anything.
We own the property right to the east of that, and we live right there. Mm-hmm. We're actually moving there, so I don't want to start sitting outside, you know, personally. We're just going to be right there. So.
Any other questions?
Yep.
I think we're good to go. We'll get some input from your neighbors. And
okay. Thank you very much.
Jane, would you like to come up and talk to us?
I don't have anything at this time. Thank you.
Edward?
Yes.
I'm Edward DeGasto. I live in the Mill Creek subdivision. We have recently established an HOA that covers both Mill Creek and the Summerbrook subdivisions. And I'm currently the president of that HOA. This project was brought to my attention by one of our board members who's also here. And I think we have concerns in three areas. I'm pleased to see that it's well set back from the road, so I appreciate the explanation. But we have, as I said, three areas of concern. One is operations. Traffic flow on Jefferson, very narrow road, no shoulders, even when like the power district, you know, comes to do some maintenance or to check something, they park on the road, they effectively turn it into a one-lane road. So if there was any overflow parking, which I don't think by what I'm seeing here should be any kind of a problem, we would expect that that's going to cause some traffic problems. The second, it was noise. It is well situated back. Parking, I'm a little bit, knowing if it's open to the public and it becomes attractive, particularly to a group of ball players and so forth, you might have four or five guys or gals arriving to watch one person bat or something like that, which would make me think that the proposed parking is probably going to become problematic fairly quickly. The entrance and exit, now I understand it's going to be straight on to Jefferson, and definitely Tracy has got to be improved because it's pretty much a blind intersection as it stands right now. The other issue is security. It's going to draw a lot of people back into our area. We're kind of hidden back there. Actually, Jefferson dead ends into private property just past our Summerbrooks subdivision. And so a lot of people don't come down there, although I live on Everett Mill.
You know what's going and, on. Just keep going.
And we've had to call the sheriff several times because I was the first house in my part of Mill Creek subdivision. And teenagers and other people would find their way into our subdivision, go down into a blind cul-de-sac down the hill from my house. And we've had to call the sheriff a few times to come in and chase people out. So we're concerned that it's going to draw more people into the area and that, you know, potentially some of those people might not have the best of intentions. Okay? I was guessing that it was more like 400 feet to the entrance to our subdivision, but I'll accept that gentleman's calculation. The third area is future development. If I'm understanding this correctly, this entire area is being requested to be zoned as commercial, and we're concerned about, okay, what else is coming in the future? Obviously, 112 acres, there are certain kinds of development that would really degrade the area, and that might not be the intention, but like from personal experience, if a reverse logistics center got put back in there, we'd have 18-wheelers up and down Jefferson Road 24/7, and we definitely don't want to see that happen. Any kind of chemical processing facility going back in there because it's commercial. So that's a concern to us. We don't want to see high-traffic businesses like retail or food services back in there because we do believe it would be detrimental to the overall character of the area. It's a business, but I'm saying the final question I had was, what if the business doesn't materialize or doesn't pay out and meet the business plan? What might it get turned into in the future, and would there be any controls for the neighbors around the area in the various subdivisions and so forth to have any kind of a say in that?
Well, I think you answered most of those questions. The last question about something else, this is a special use permit for this only, for okay. This man only. So there won't be anything else there unless they come back in front of this board.
And so what about other commercial development on other
They've
parts?
They've got to come in front of this board.
And we would be notified of that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Brad Huffman. Oh, that's you.
Okay. You go ahead or you
No, start right
now. Where? Tony? I showed up late, so I'm a little bit behind here, but we'll try to get caught up and keep going.
Hello. My name is Tony. I live in Mill Creek Subdivision, and I'm definitely opposed to this. And the main reasons are we're going to widen the road, we're going to get a lot more traffic, and we're going to have all kinds of problems. I bought my home in a residential area, and I expected to keep it a residential area. There's no reason for businesses going into that area. There really isn't. There's a lot of other areas here in town that they can put their batting cages. I'm also concerned about stoplights. Are we going to have stoplights? We might not have them right away, but I'll bet we're going to have them down the road. And this is a problem. It really is. And what else are they going to plan? Once they get this thing in, they're going to put something else in. They're not going to leave that 100 acres sitting empty. So once you get 1 foot in the door, you're going to want another. You're going to come right in. Because once they get one thing approved, they'll just keep coming at you. And once they got that one thing, it'll be pretty hard for you guys to say no.
Yeah, we can say no.
Yeah, but it'll be pretty hard because you got one thing already.
No, it won't be hard to say no.
Okay. Well, that's the concerns I have. I mean, I bought my house and my home, and I plan to live there the rest of my life, and I don't really want this thing here. I live in Mill Creek. I've got a nice home, and I think it's going to devaluate the area and everything. If you put one thing in there, and then these other guys going to put another thing in there, maybe he's not. I don't know. You don't know what the future's going to be.
No,
but it's going to devalue our area.
Anything that they want to do out there has to come.
I understand. I understand that.
And I don't mean that we're going to approve this and approve something else.
Well, I don't think you ought to approve this because it's going to devalue the area. Okay. We're going to have trucks. We're going to have, like the guy, semis, 18-wheelers, all kinds of stuff. And I can't really think of anything else, but I'm definitely opposed.
Okay. Thank you.
And I hope you'll listen to what these other people.
Peter?
Yes. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, guys.
Good to meet you. Nice to hear that you guys are family people with kids, and really it's for that. I'm sure this isn't very fun to have other people come over.
Right.
We'll try to be gracious. But looking at you guys,
yeah.
Well, it's nice to meet them. Thank you. One thing, I'm going to walk over here just to show y'all. The homeowners here, and I'm one of them, this obviously being Jefferson, but on these back lots, as Ed mentioned, this is a dead end. There is no turnaround once you pass, and so constantly, it's lessened since we were finally able to get a dead end sign put in, but throughout the day, I'll put a number up there, I'll say a dozen easily, if not more. Cars do pass by here, and there is nowhere to turn around. It drops off into the gravel road that y'all probably know, Hartsville, and on down the way towards the water, or the Barth property. So I think visibility, if this gets approved, because obviously as you're going down, there's trees on the right, for people to be able to make sure they can see and have some kind of a spill lane, or at least the opportunity to slow down so that y'all can turn after they see it. Something like that, so visibility can be created here with an opportunity to slow and turn, which would also then prevent multiple cars increasing, you know, more than we have right now, from going down Jefferson further with no turnaround over there. That's probably the biggest, I think, for me, thing of consideration. Because, again, we see it all the time. And cars eventually are able to turn around, but they have to go on somebody's private property, be it Barth or figure out how to navigate down that gravel road. And there's been some dangerous moments, cars not knowing how to turn around, get stuck and hanging kind of off where the sewer drain goes, and you just got to divot. But that's just an engineering consideration, I think, for everybody. A question I think I had was, as they're widening Tracy, obviously we all know it's a creek right there. And so how do you put, and I don't know the answer, but a two-lane road is essentially just a dirt road now. On top of that existing waterway, do you put a bridge of some sort, or how do you build out without touching a DNR issue by, you know, breaking up that water flow? Also, I noticed in researching what you all mentioned at the previous hearing, there's no emergency water source. Obviously, up there it's all trees and grass, and in the dead of, you know, summer when everything dries out, I'm sure they'll have great people up there, but fires can be created pretty easily, whether by cigarette butt or otherwise. And so an emergency water source, in addition to, it sounds like the solid waste issue is probably going to get remedied. But those are a couple, I think, strategic things that I had questions about, and I'm sure y'all will figure out the answers too. But that's all I have. Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. Could we get your last name for the minutes? I apologize.
Yeah. Connolly, C-O-N-N-O-L-L-Y.
Thank you.
Chad?
No, I don't have any further questions. I don't have any questions.
Okay. Donald? Charity?
Hane. Hane, H-A. Yep, Hane.
Nice to meet you, folks. My question, I guess, is if it's commercial property, is generally supposed commercial property expected to be profitable? And is there a business plan to show that this, after all the expenses, that this will be profitable and be a plus to the Branson community? I guess my thought process, especially after hearing all this, is I agree with Ed and Peter on different things. I'm opposed, by the way, and I live in the Summerbrook development. But I guess after hearing why it's going up for the sake of the kids and all, I think that's great. To me, it's more logical because I'm thinking this is going to be a large expense, and I'm an accountant by trade, and I don't see how it can be profitable, and I don't know if they presented a business plan, but it seems logical to me if you're going to do it, why don't you just build a pole barn for yourselves, for your kids, and you invite your friends come do something in the pole barn, because that's a lot easier approved. Doesn't have to be commercial. But anyhow, I guess that's my main thing, is generally I thought commercial structures were supposed to be profitable and a business plan to go with that. So.
Thank you. Carlene Scholes?
Carla.
Carla Scholes?
Yes, I'm Carla Scholes and live in the Summerbrook area. And we've just been there about 4 years and love the area. It's just beautiful and secluded. And so my concerns were mostly answered by other people, but I am concerned about additional traffic because there isn't, the roads aren't there for it. And I'm concerned about future growth in it. It is a huge area for something just that small to be in there in the middle of nowhere. And I'm just concerned about it not being profitable, and then eventually they're wanting something else there that will bring a profit. I don't know. You don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I am concerned about having it grow out there when that isn't what we wanted at all. That's
okay. Thank you. Greg Gardner?
No questions.
Tom Newberry? Jack Lowell? You ain't got nothing? Okay. Can you talk to them?
May I address some of those concerns?
Yeah, come on up. Are you Mike?
No, I'm Brad Hoffman with Young Design Group, representing the applicant.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of concerns about traffic, and we have 12 parking spaces on one side of a drive. Even if we just put parking on the other side, that'd be 24. And I designed Summerbrook and Mill Creek and brought that through zoning before you all. And there's over 100 lots in there. And at 100 lots, that's over 800 cars a day that they're producing. We will not have anything near that. We have a small batting cage, family wanting to do something good for the community, for the kids. And traffic is not a concern on this. Now, we're only zoning the small piece, the 2 acre piece, that is it has a legal description, has a boundary around that. That's really all we're zoning for this batting cage, is all that we're allowed to do, all that we want to do. They live in the house. They want to keep running cattle out there. So I heard that was the main concern.
Um,
On zoning, is Bob, could you help me out with that? Is the whole area zoned for?
Well, first off, they're really requesting a specific use, a specific
right.
land use. And really, if there's a description for the 2.5 acres,
mm-hmm.
That could be tied to the decision of record where,
right.
where we just exclusively.
Could you go to the map that shows just the.
Sorry.
Our. That right there? Okay, the one before that, I believe.
Okay. Oops, sorry.
That. No?
No. Sorry.
It has a. Yeah, I saw it earlier. That one.
Yeah.
See that legal description?
Okay.
That legal description is for that 2.5 acre piece. That's if you want to tie it to that. That's fine too. So it doesn't feel like the entire, you know, property. So.
How many lots did you say was out there?
I'm not for sure. I just can't
answer that.
Yeah.
There's actually 126 lots in that.
Yeah.
One lot is unbuildable. There are a couple of houses that actually have two lots. So our total, when we're totally built out, could potentially be 123.
Right.
Okay, thank you. That wasn't a question I was asking. How many houses is out there right now?
93 occupied houses.
I'm talking to him. Please sit down. Thank you.
I don't know the exact number of homes out there. I just kind of counted real quick, and based on my previous working out there, I mean, this, as far as a use that produces traffic and that, this would be a great apartment area with the apartments across the street.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what
and
you said previous. You said
I said 100 homes, I said, would produce
homes.
About 800 vehicles a day. Coming in and out of here.
I don't see how 100 would.
It does.
Morning and night, I guess, maybe, but that sounds like a pretty good
period,
load.
About 4 cars per house and 2 times a day is a good average.
Well, they say 7 to 8 cars a day if you have an engineer analyze a traffic study.
Okay, that's the question I wanted to then.
Okay, thank you.
Does anybody else got any questions for? Brad?
I mean, I think it's pretty basic. You're just looking at zoning the 2.5 acres on special use permit for that. The rest of it, you're wanting to continue to use as farmland. If I'm understanding you correctly.
That's our hopes, yes.
I hope so.
Would you, excuse me, I'm sorry, would you be averse to putting something on the documentation that says no on-street parking?
No, that on Jefferson Street?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody's going to walk 600 feet to the building.
Well, that's a concern of the local people, though.
Yeah. But the property all around it is a field. They can all park in. If there's an overflow problem, I don't know why anyone would park on Jefferson.
I don't either. It was just a question. Yeah.
Sure.
There are people are concerned about that. And
we could add that.
Oh, yes.
You wouldn't be averse to that?
No, sir.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
There was something said about sight distance when you come in and out of the driveway now. Is that a concern that you could take care of? It needs some trees cut? Or?
Yeah, if there's any trees or shrubs cut, that's fine. But it's a straight road. You can see left and right.
It's not a blind corner.
I don't. Bob, you were out there. Did you see any issues with that from the video?
You know anything about it, Randy?
If the sight distance on a specific roadway entrance meets our guidelines, that's all we ask for. It's got to meet a certain guideline as
sure.
far as the road standards.
Okay.
Not
too far.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? No. Anybody else? Okay. 21st.
We'll
see you the 21st.
Oh, thank you.
How do we find out just about it?
There'll be another meeting next Monday night at 6 o'clock.
We'll vote on this one he's talking about. To vote on this
one. Yeah. This is a public hearing tonight. Next Monday will be the just a regular meeting, and we'll vote on it then. You can come and listen.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Waiting at Homestead.
Okay. This is case number 2015-15. This is the weddings at the Homestead. The applicants are Jeff and Heather Michelle. The property is located at 262 Collins Road, Branson, Missouri. And we'll zoom in here off T Highway here. It's located in the Scott Township, Section 31, Township 24, Range 20. And just like with the other one, we've got a view from the north, and we've zoomed in from the north and south. And east. And west. Again, the applicants are requesting the approval of a Division 3 permit, Division 3 special use permit, in order to utilize their existing 97-acre tract of land for weddings, company picnics, family reunions, old-time music events, and other gatherings. The weddings at the Homestead website indicates that the Michelle family homesteaded the approximately 97-acre parcel in 1885, and I'll point out I've got a typo here. The family has recently restored an 1848 timber frame barn with the help from the Amish. The website indicates that the bridal cabin, which have I got the bridal cabin here? Okay. has also been restored, and both structures will be utilized in conjunction with the events that are hosted on site. The current application, of course, was approved for concept on August 17th. And so this is the bridal cabin. This is, the, of course, the barn that's been restored.
Looks like your cabin, Randy.
The subject property is a meets and bounds described tract of land, and it contains about 97 acres. And again, the applicants are requesting approval of a special use permit for basically weddings, company picnics, family reunions, old-time music events, and other gatherings. The weddings at the Homestead website indicates that there are many possible sites where large tents can be used for wedding ceremonies and receptions, and the barn is also available for weddings and other events. The existing remodeled barn is basically, this is a completely open space that may be rented for any of the functions above. The weddings at the Homestead, the website also indicates that smaller weddings may also utilize the two log cabins. With having 97 acres, of course, they would also allow for large outdoor or tented events as well. The property in question is currently served by an existing drive off of Collins Road, and the applicants have indicated that a parking area will be located on site directly north of the existing shop building. The property does also contain a large circle drive as well for parking. The on-site parking performance standards of the code require one space for every three fixed seats and or 30 square feet of assembly area without fixed seats, but the applicants will definitely have ample space for parking on the approximately 97-acre tract of land. The bridal cabin does contain restrooms, which are currently served by an existing septic system. The staff recommends that should the septic system show any signs of failure, that the system would be upgraded, repaired, or replaced. However, per state health and senior services regulations, A septic permit is not required via the planning department for tracts of land greater than 3 acres in size. The adjoining property immediately to the north is primarily vacant property and light residential. The adjoining property immediately to the south is a home-based daycare with predominantly vacant light residential properties being located further to the south. The adjoining property immediately to the east is predominantly vacant, and the adjoining property immediately to the west is Collins Road, vacant and also light residential. The project received a total score of negative 16 on the policy checklist out of a maximum possible score of 45. The relative policies receiving a negative score consist of right-of-way on existing roads, emergency water supply, solid waste disposal service, and utilities. The staff recommendations on this, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves this request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Third, the weddings at the homestead has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the applicant to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. Four, if the on-site wastewater treatment system serving the weddings at the homestead shows any sign of failures, it shall be upgraded, repaired, or replaced. Five, prior to the issuance of the Division 3 Certificates of Conformance, the applicant shall first present a certificate of occupancy from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District for the buildings utilized for event rental to the Taney County Planning Department office. Six, this decision is subject to all existing easements. And seven, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got a quick video of this one, or fairly quick.
Come on up, Jeff. I know you're getting comfortable.
Did a 360 right at the entrance. And then we really just kind of took the same approach on this one. We just basically drove in to the site.
The same lady standing in there.
She's looking around.
She's driving.
Yeah, she follows Bob around.
Probably 700 feet from the road. Maybe a little farther.
You going to park up on the road?
No. Not unless they like to hike.
Is that road really that rough, or was Bonita driving?
It's probably that rough. That's probably right after that rain. It washed it back out again.
Pretty good shape.
I need to.
I think I just need a light mark. It looks like it's a good road.
Yeah. The ditch across from it's not the best, and it washes across the county road and hits down my driveway.
So it's Randy's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're standing there in front of us blaming the county.
Yeah.
Talk into that microphone.
Okay.
Was that barn something you refurbished or you built from?
No, it was refurbished. It was down the road from me about a mile.
Oh, okay.
And it was on Everett Gloyd's old place.
Oh, yeah.
You remember Everett?
Yeah.
And it was, if you ever see that movie at the IMAX, Ozark's Legacy and Legend, where they have the auction in the barn,
yeah.
That's the barn.
Okay.
So.
Anybody got any questions for Jeff?
You're not going to have any, like, Johnny on the spot deals or anything like that periodically to cover the
open? No. Now, we might, my cousin's getting married November 7th, but that's a freebie. And I'm probably going to have maybe one. I don't think I'm going to have the second bathroom done by then. Yeah. I've got one bathroom ready now.
Right. I thought that you said last time you were going to do some additional bathrooms.
Yeah. That smokehouse next to the cabin right here.
You're going to go to the bathroom in the smokehouse?
That's what I'm turning it into.
Okay.
Yeah. Turn the smokehouse into a restroom. So.
That's the only concern I had. There's lots of room for sewer.
Yeah, I got two different septics.
Yeah.
So.
Anybody else got any questions for Jeff? You want to talk to him about the road or?
Fixing it. Go over here.
Got it running on your yard.
Okay. Nobody's got any questions, Jeff. We'll see you next Monday.
Okay.
21st, 6
Thanks.
O'clock.
All right. See you later.
Thank you.
See you this week.
See you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
See you later.
I kind of give two winking at each other.
I ain't like that. You've been watching the news too much. It may be legal, but it ain't right.
Okay, under old and new business, we got the Beaver Creek and new rental. I didn't get to talk to him, Bob, over the weekend.
Oh, okay. Basic.
So you can tell everybody what's...
Basically, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this or not. I forgot to write down the exact address, but...
Brown Branch on W Highway.
It's
been the old Ethel Combs store for 40 years, probably. Before that, it was the old Haskins store. So it's been a store for a long time.
They're basically wanting to add gasoline to it. They're wanting to add, from my understanding, I guess it's both a gas tank and a diesel tank, isn't it? I believe.
That's and what he talked to me about one time.
They're essentially wanting
tank.
To convert it into a more of a convenience type store.
But it is a store now and has been for 50 years.
It's
been a canoe rental for the last, 20?
Yeah. It is a canoe rental. Here's.
It's been a gas station one time or another.
It was at one time. She indicated that it hasn't been for probably 25 or 30 years, but it was a gas station at one time.
Geez, I don't think I've been in there.
This is the store, isn't it, right here?
Yeah.
That's a bed and breakfast over next door.
I guess that's all I've got.
You don't remember Ethel Cone? Terry Cone's dad?
I knew. Yeah, I've known that name, but I didn't know it.
Gary and what was Jerry's brother's name?
Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
Put above ground tanks in us.
Well, that's going to be something that's covered by EPA. We're not going to have any control over that anyway.
No.
And it's been a gas station. This is the same thing we've talked about before. Do we need to vote on this and have them come in here, or do we not? I mean, if this is the case, we need to have them come in and get a permit.
Well, what I'm concerned about is, as far as protecting the county and protecting him, they've never been any kind of anything done on this place.
No, when they done it, there was no planning at all.
And
it was first established.
Yeah, does that matter?
I think he should bring it up.
I think he should come in and just so everything will be on record and on the up and up.
Then you can have people come in and talk about it if they don't like the idea or whatever.
Well, everybody that I've talked to,
everybody's
not going to make
they're wanting it, but. They may be one or two that don't, but...
Well, the consensus is, looks like they need to come in and get a permit.
Okay.
Do we need to vote on that, Bob?
I make a motion he comes in with a permit application.
Do you want us to vote on it?
I wouldn't. I don't know, since we've got a motion, we might as well.
I'll make a motion to second that.
Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Can I ask one other quick question on this? Is the and this would be something where we would have to update the agenda, but is the group to expedite this, or would the group be agreeable to hearing this as a concept next Monday?
That'd be fine next Monday, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
no need to hold them up over something that's not going to make any difference.
I've got a question. You know this fella real good, Steve?
I know him. I've talked to him several times.
Has he ever had an environmental audit done on that property?
I'm sure. Bob, didn't he say he was talking to EPA and all them people?
Yeah, I know they've.
What he's saying is maybe there's gas tanks in there that have been leaking for 40
well,
years.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because if he's never had an environmental audit, and that's no prehistoric gas station,
yeah.
And he gets the DNR or the EPA in there,
he won't ever get these.
To try to get another gas station.
Make him clean it up.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Not only will he not get it done.
Well, the tanks were.
Yeah.
The tanks was above ground. The old tanks.
It doesn't matter. But it might be in his best interest to talk to a private firm to have an environmental audit done. Because if there isn't any environmental issues with that, and the EPA shows up to try to do something to give him permission and finds a problem,
he'll be carrying dirt.
He'll be burning 400 cubic yards of topsoil.
Yeah.
It's true. Here we go again. That's probably the right thing to do. But do you need to do it in that?
It's no skin off our nose. I mean, you know, whatever. But before he lets a camel's nose under the tent flap, he ought to find out if anybody's feeding the tent.
Well, there isn't any skin off our nose, but if we really don't need him to do that and come in and get a permit, since it has been, is there any reason to do it?
You want to answer that question?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. I was too embarrassed by what I'd said.
No, this is the same thing we've talked about before. It's been a commercial building and been a gas station for however many years. It's been a while since it's been open.
Yeah.
A gas station. It's still been a retail business. Does it need to come in and have another permit, even though it probably would grandfather in and wouldn't need one anyway?
I'll follow your all's lead.
Well, you know, I'm just bringing it up, so it's just exactly what you said. If there is fuel on the found in the ground, if they are forced to do that, he's not going to get to do it. And he may be forced to clean it up, and you may break him for no reason.
Well, I'm just saying that if you know him, you might want to talk to him and let him know that, you know, there's certain ramifications of what he's wanting to do. As far as bringing him in for a permit, I think we should, because we've got nothing on it. And I think we ought to start, you know, having a little bit more control on what people are doing. It's, you've already been a store, go ahead and have a store. Well, hopefully he's not going to put in adult novelties, but we don't know that. So I think we should permit him for a gas station, convenience store, and what he wants to do, and not just give him a blanket. That's my opinion, and I can be disagreed with and not be hurt. My feelings hurt. No, we have nothing to do with that.
Once he tries to put his tanks in, the EPA's going to check it.
Yeah.
And they're going to find out if there's tanks there. Our permit process ain't going to cause any other risk.
Well, there's no tanks there, evidently.
We don't know that.
Well, if it's that long ago, they're probably buried.
There may be tanks there, and there may or not be buried, but it doesn't matter to us either way.
Yeah.
I think those were above ground.
They had above ground.
They had above ground tanks.
They've been gone long. So I think they'll be fine regardless.
The tanks have been gone for 30 years, ever since Dale bought it as canoe rental, or 20 years.
I don't think
anyway.
Yeah, at least that. I think
they was above ground. It's just one tank.
So when he goes to do this, they're going to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think
so. They'll have to have a check anyway.
I don't.
When he goes to borrow money to do this, they'll force him to check.
Well, what we're doing.
So our permit deal won't make anything.
No, we can give him. We can give him. Anyway.
That's not going to affect what EPA does.
No.
They're just making come in and apply for the permit.
I think we might as well.
You're smiling.
Yeah, I think he needs to come in and get the permit.
Is that right? Or?
We're going to ask him to come in.
Okay.
What we do with him on a permit is not going to have nothing to affect with EPA or anything.
It really won't.
No, not even a little.
All we're doing here is trying.
Have you read your decisions of record that you approved all here for the divisions? Every one of them, all local, state, and federal laws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I think there never are, but since he's never had a zoning done on it and it's a commercial property in Tenney County, we probably should ask him to come, is my opinion.
Well, there's never been nothing on it as long as it's been a building. And exactly. All I'm trying to do is protect him and protect the county.
Exactly.
Yeah, we need to have him come in. We've already voted on that.
Yeah.
And my only statement about the gas was that, you know, it may not be something, he might not even want to pursue it if he's going to find out he's got a problem. Yeah. Whether or not he wants to pursue it is not our problem, not even in our purview. He needs to come in and get a permit and tell us what he wants to do, and we'll do it.
Maybe.
And if any of you are seeing across from out there, well, we should have done something there. Anything else anybody want to talk about?
Can we talk about the battlefield?
Yeah.
Well, my opinion is we don't have any concern about a business plan or making any money or whatever.
No, I agree.
I think that all these people are trying to do is they went to this, he went to Brad and said, we'd like to do this. And he says, well, you need to get a special use permit to do things the right way. And I think that's all they're trying to do.
Yeah.
No, those people were concerned. Look at the storage buildings and look at those apartments.
Yeah.
Well, the lost tree is not the...
They got problems with the lost tree. Yeah, anybody right. was breaking in or doing
plus,
anything.
That should never have been approved anyway, because there's only one way in and one way out for 100 miles.
That's the area that they're talking about, that Summerbrook Road back up in there. They've got problems back in.
Their subdivision roads are important.
Yeah.
We took in a small under road in a skimp of a outlet of the main road.
And people going down to a dead end road, they're going to go down to a dead end road whether you got batting cages there or not.
Yeah.
They're not really going there to bat.
And they are talking about a special use permit for that.
Right.
Yes.
Is that right?
For the 2.5 acres only.
Two and a half acres.
Okay.
Yeah.
The rest of it are going
to
farm.
We need to make sure that all their sewer on that 2.5 acres is the only concern. The other concern I've got, you know, we talked about 3 acres. We need to make sure that they do that and it doesn't get onto their, because somebody may come in there and build another Saddlebrook or something, you know.
Well, yeah, you never know.
On that big a piece of property.
They got to bring it through here.
That's right.
Anybody want to talk about anything else?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Somebody want to second that?
I already did.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We were going to wait, and then Bob suggested let's go ahead and start the thing off and get the.